to me.
Vanderbilt University Medical Center is proud to present Vanderbilt Health Radio, your guide to the latest in healthcare research and treatments. Here's your host, Debbie Allen.
And hi there. Welcome to Vanderbilt Health Radio. You're listening on NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. We're powered by WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. And, you know, we're talking today about orthopedics and how important they are in sports medicine. Vanderbilt University has a special commitment to the community for their through their sports medicine program. I want you to meet Meredith Cooper. She and I'll just get her to tell us your position there at Vanderbilt, because you toot the horn.
Yeah, sure. I'm the Director of Business Development, Communications, and Orthopedics. And what that basically means is I get to interface with our community every day, and that is such a pleasure. I enjoy that so much, and I get to represent the great work that our physicians do every day for their patients to our community, and we do that through sports medicine, but we also do that through our other specialties as well.
Well, you can tell that you are committed to the community, because now you're the official sports medicine provider for Vanderbilt and Belmont Universities, Metro National Public High Schools, and who else?
And the National Predators as well. Belmont and Vanderbilt.
And even the Nashville Sounds?
The Nashville Sounds, yeah. Sometimes that list gets pretty long and I can forget
it
myself.
Doing a lot of outreach programs. Why is that important?
Well, it's really important because sports medicine is one of those specialties within inside of orthopedics, but it also includes, you know, flu, it includes heart, it includes so many different pieces of an athlete. And so athletes are well-oiled machines. And without having a specialist there that understands how all that connects, sometimes something can go wrong. And if you're not there to catch it when it goes wrong, sometimes you'll miss it altogether. So our commitment is really to the athletes of this community, but also to where, to how sports medicine is done. We want to make sure it's done the right way.
Let's talk about the difference between orthopedics and sports medicine. How are they different?
They're really not different. They're very interrelated. In terms of orthopedics, is really about treating the bones of the body, the musculoskeletal system of the body. Sports medicine is about that. It really is about treating the musculoskeletal system, but specifically ankles, knees, shoulders, elbows. There are multi-generations, multi-varieties of sports medicine. So we have specialists that are just doing hand. So it's sports medicine, it's hand, but then it's also trauma. And so our physicians are very well trained to be able to handle most things. So orthopedics is very dynamic. It is a very dynamic specialty inside of all of healthcare. And sports medicine is a piece of that dynamics that really does deal with athletics specifically. So we're really talking about weekend warriors. We're talking about your athletes who are out there putting it on the line like the Predators do every week. We're also talking about your high school athletes who are trying to learn the sports for the first time and are playing five different sports and have to be aware of overuse injuries as well. So sports medicine is just a piece of the full body that orthopedics brings.
So you talk about the multi-generational care. You're seeing little ones all the way up to old people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have athletes now, especially in this community. We have young athletes who are starting out at 5, 6, and 7 years old. And so we are starting to see adult injuries that, you know, 10, 15 years ago happened in adults that are now happening in kids who are 12 and 13 years old. They shouldn't have happened yet. We think they shouldn't have happened yet. You're talking anything from baseball pitchers who are pitching curveballs at the age of 8. You know, we don't have pitch counts for them. We have pitch counts for adults. And so those are some of the things that sports medicine will advocate for. The athletic trainers as well as the physicians will advocate for with coaches.
So you're working on not just the treatment and repair of injuries, but even preventing the injuries on the front end.
Well, we would love it if they never saw a surgeon. That would mean that our athletic trainers, and we have 40 all throughout Vanderbilt,
wow,
the Vanderbilt system, 40 certified athletic trainers who are on the front lines with these athletes day in and day out. Whether it's our Vanderbilt athletic trainers who are traveling to all scopes of the globe, we're getting ready to send baseball to Japan. We just got back from Australia with basketball.
Really?
So they're handling everything from flu symptoms to heart disease to anything that has to do with their health care, all the way to our high school athletic trainers who are really there with those high school kids every day. They are part of those kids' care every day. And so it really is about trying to handle the entire continuum of care.
So what makes Vanderbilt unique in what you offer?
Well, for one thing, We really are committed to preventative care. So we really are with those kids every day trying to do the best we can to prevent the injury from happening, whether that means working with partners like D1 to bring preventative sports medicine care through the way that kids are working out and preparing to be athletes.
Yeah, a lot of people might remember that D1 trains elite athletes.
They do, but they also are very committed to high school athletes, both in Williamson County community, but a new partnership with Vanderbilt Sports Medicine has brought them into the Metro National Public School System to be able to make sure that we reach all kids and that we help all kids be the best that they can, because they all deserve that opportunity. And that's what we're here to do.
That's super. So, what other ways are you unique?
I think the other way that we're really unique is we have non-surgeons who you see first. So a lot of orthopedic practices are surgically based, and they should be, because a lot of the reasons why you would come see an orthopedic surgeon is because something has gone wrong and your primary care physician is saying, you know what, you probably need to see a surgeon. Well, one of the ways that we're different is we have a frontline group of doctors who are specially trained in orthopedics specifically. They've gone to school for an extra year to get their sports medicine certification or sports medicine fellowship to be able to look at that injury and say, you know what, we might can handle this by not doing surgery.
So there's not a rush to surgery.
No, absolutely not. So we're really dedicated to giving the care back to the patient and allowing them to decide their best care and the best path for them. And for some of them, they're going to choose surgery because they want to get back on the field in the most effective way possible, and they want to be pain-free, and they want to not do the work in terms of trying to wait and make sure. And for other people, they're going to want to take a more conservative approach. And I think what makes us different, not better, just different, what makes us different is the commitment to those patients and letting them decide their own course of care.
Is that a shift in thinking, really empowering the patient?
I think it's a shift in thinking for all healthcare, but I think the shift, I would love to say that we could own that shift, but I think that the shift is really coming from us as consumers of healthcare. You know, we're becoming more educated about ourselves, and we're asking our doctors to get on that board with us, help us to make those decisions for ourselves. And as we get more and more educated as a consumer, as a consumer of healthcare, as you educate yourself about what is going on with you, then you can help your physician more effectively treat you. So we're driving that as consumers, and our physicians are more than happy to come on board.
Makes a lot of sense. Hey, if you just clicked on, you're listening to Vanderbilt Health Radio. I'm Debbie Allen. Right now we're talking with Meredith Cooper. She's the Director of Business Development and Communications for Vanderbilt Orthopedics. And we're talking that they're the official sports medicine provider for Vanderbilt and Belmont Universities, for Metro Nashville Public High Schools, the Nashville Sounds, and even the Nashville Predators. So we keep them busy. I imagine all those people and all those teams keep you very busy. Let's now talk about, though, the kinds of research that your program has participated in and find out how it's impacted patient care today.
Well, I think that that's a really important thing, and that gets back to the how we are different, because our first responsibility is to make sure that we are on the front end and that we are also committed to the community and our community physicians to making sure that we are churning out what is front-end information. That we are partnered right now in our sports medicine division alone inside of a Moon group. And what they are working on, this is a multi-site group. It includes many academic medical centers throughout the country. And what we're committed to doing is really figuring out the best way to not only do surgery on the ACL, but which is the anterior cruciate ligament in the knee, but getting back to what we talked about earlier to make sure that we know how to prevent it, and then we know how to rehab it the best way so that people have the best outcome. So it is clinical research. It is about how we do medicine most effectively.
So is Moon an acronym for something?
It
when
is.
You said Moon group?
It is like it's multi-specialty orthopedics. And, Dr. Spendler, who's the lead of that, is going to hate me for not knowing that.
That's okay.
But it is, and it includes 8 academic medical centers throughout the country. And so it allows us to have a larger patient population so that we really make sure that we are studying a lot of different patients and how they manage themselves, but then how it can be most effective for them so that the protocol makes sense for all.
All right, you talked about clinical research.
Yes.
Are there other types of research?
There are. Some of our basic science research is really around the bone. So, like, we have this great research that's being done right now around how do bones fracture? What is the tension that has to go onto the bone to make it fracture? And then is there a way that you can modify that through the way that sports are done, or through during trauma. If you know what the tensile force of the bone, of certain portions of the bone are, then you can, then it helps you to be more educated about fracture care itself. And so that's really interesting as well. And we are expanding our platform in terms of research, just like all of healthcare. Our president has put a lot of challenges out there around research, and orthopedics and Vanderbilt is one of the front lines in saying we can do that. We can do that research. We're in line. We want to do that research. Orthopedics has just put in, I think we're finishing up our 12th request, the 12th grant proposal for federal, Department of Defense, and other industry-based grants, so that we can look at other ways of clinical care and basic science.
Excellent. Are there things that you're excited about? I mean, I can tell you're excited about this whole program, and I'm wondering, too, if you've learned some things personally that have changed even the way you exercise or the way that you...
Sure. Well, the great thing is I'm a certified athletic trainer by clinical background. And so one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about it is because I've seen what athletes go through. I've seen what they put their body through. And I have seen what happens when you're under the care of a physician who really can see it from beginning to end. When you really can have someone in there with you and can help guide you. But I have an 8-year-old son. And so one of the ways that I have really, this has really happened for me in my life personally, is there's a lot of pressure for youth kids today
Yes.
to specialize really early. Baseball player, play baseball every year, every season, 2 seasons a year. And so for him, we really decided that he's playing whatever sport he wants to play. He enjoys basketball. He enjoys soccer. He enjoys baseball. And even though there's a lot of pressure to specialize, and it's even more difficult not to, we're not, because of what we've learned about what the body can do.
Smart. Kids don't need to be on travel teams and playing at all these different seasons, huh?
It can make it tough.
All right. Good information. Thank you, Meredith Cooper. You can find out more by going to VanderbiltOrthopedics.com. That's VanderbiltOrthopedics.com. Thanks for listening to Vanderbilt Health Radio on NashvilleNetRadio.com.
As investors, we've been presented with many challenges over the past year, but we've been presented with opportunities as well. Do you know how to recognize them? I'm Kimber Barton at Wilson Financial. There's a difference in the quality of financial advice available to you. Let's get acquainted and you'll understand the difference and you'll know if we can help. It's that simple. Visit us at wilsonfinancial.com. That's wilsonfinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name, NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Rick Amato here. The Washington Times and I invite you to join us for the trip of the year, the Cruise for America, sailing in November. A one-week Caribbean cruise with top political minds and conservative thinkers. Limited cabins remain with last-minute price deals. Act quickly. Visit wsradio.com/cruiseforamerica. wsradio.com/cruiseforamerica or call 877-268-9632.
Business owners, save up to 25% on your credit card processing fees now with no contract. This is Chris Murch, founder of WS Radio. Since we have dozens of shows to help you start and grow your business, I want to give you a quick business tip. You can easily save money on your credit card processing fees with no contract. I want to introduce you to Renee. She saved WS Radio over 25% in credit card processing fees. Over the years, we've processed hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit cards, and it saved us thousands in fees. It only takes 5 minutes of your time to see if she can help. She'll give you the good news either way. She'll either save you money each month or let you know you have a good processor. Plus, she doesn't require a contract. Go month to month to see for yourself. Log on to cutcreditcardcost.com. That's cutcreditcardcost.com. It's your money. Why not keep more of it?